Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the One Remit podcast, or as you know it, money that is intercontinental. We call it money that is intercontinental because we'll be talking mostly about cross-border payments, you know, money moving across continents, so intercontinental. Today we have a follow-up to last week's discussion. Shout out to everyone who listened to last week. Please share it. Send it to your friends, your neighbors, your gatesman, your well-wishers. You can also send it to your enemies because, you know, we don't believe that they're enemies when it comes to money. Everybody wants to make money. As usual, I have with me my amazing co-host. She likes to pretend that she's shy, but she's actually not shy. Hassan is on the building. That's an assistant. Hi. Can I just say
good morning? Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. I feel like if we package your voice and sell it, the naira might rise and stabilize to the dollar.
Me that have the voice, it's not helping me in any way. So what are we going to do?
I mean, sometimes people that have things, they don't know how to use it. I mean, Nigeria has crude oil, but it's not helping Nigeria. So, I mean.
Fact.
So, you know, anyway, today we're talking about cross-border payment solutions for businesses in Nigeria. Now, if you have a business, if your business does any kind of cross-border transactions within Africa, outside Africa, outbound payments, this will be good for you. So, if you know somebody who has such a business, they have suppliers abroad, they have looking for services abroad, they're importing stuff into Nigeria, for example, cars, laptop, phones, ceramics, electrical components, car parts, interior decor, plumbing materials, very long list. It's a good thing to, we can help with that. We can help them with that. You should also send them this podcast to listen to it. It could be useful to them. All right.
And if you tuned in episode one, you remember we talked about the Global Money Week. We talked about making wise financial decisions, especially when it comes to cross-border transaction, and this is where we introduced One Remit, which is fast, secure, and affordable to handle cross-border payments. So today now we're going deeper into real-world side of that conversation, looking specifically at importers and exporters in Nigeria. The band will add cocoa water.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. I mean, so you say we're going deeper. Does that mean we'll start attending deeper life? I'm just wondering. Guys, don't mind me. I'm messing with Asana. Don't mind me. Asana will forgive me. She'll forgive me at the end. Don't worry. I know this is a dad joke. Don't worry. Forgive me. So why does this matter? Why is it an issue? Why is cross-border payment solution, especially, and this is very important, especially outbound payments? So what that means, for example, if you're importing into Nigeria, you have outbound payments. That is, you have to settle your suppliers in foreign currency, in dollars, euro, pounds, yen, yuan, and so on and so forth. Pesos, Turkish lira, you have to settle them in those currencies. So that's outbound payments. But why is this important? And for this conversation, we're focusing on outbound payments, specifically. Whether you are importing raw materials or selling digital services or whatever, it comes down to one thing, something called payment friction. Have you heard that before, Hassana?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so payment friction is basically all the hurdles and issues you have to cross for your payments to go through to the other side. And in the process of trying to sort that out, you are losing time. You know, you're also losing money and you're losing growth opportunities.
And credibility with your international partners.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, actually. Because if you don't pay on time, there's always a delay, there's always a story, you're like, this person is not serious. Thank you for adding that, because, I mean, I didn't think of that. So, guys, you know, you guys should vote for Hassana to take over this podcast.
Right? No, actually, vote me for president.
You know, I mean, I'm not sure if we want to put you for president because we're not plantain anymore in Nigeria. I can pack everything to Asolo.
I didn't even like plantain, but that's the conversation for another day.
See, so you see, guys, this is just confessing little by little. Those are the issues, right? Okay, so traditional systems, they are slow, they're expensive, they're complicated. There's, you know, loads upon loads of KYC to do. This results in delays. This results in issues because you're dealing with multiple banks sometimes. This results in, you know, loss of supplier confidence. I mean, there's some suppliers, if your bank is stressing them too much, they simply walk away as well. There's also the fact that there are some workarounds, but those workarounds are risky. They are prone to fraud. They are prone to people who are unreliable, people who lack communication skills, people who do not understand how to work around that. So the third issue is that not necessarily an issue, it's more or less an opportunity that, you know, we are starting to have solutions in that space. From the crypto end, from the other end, to solve this issue.
Yeah, because it's crazy how sometimes you want to pay a supplier, let's say $5,000, and by the time the fees and the exchange rate margins, by the time they are done with you, your supplier will get way less, and now you are left explaining why the money is not up to $5,000. Or when you check the dollar rate online, you have seen it all, that's one thing. But when you go to and send the money, the rate is much worse. That difference leads directly to your profit. Yeah, let's talk about slow processing times. You make a payment and it takes days.
You send money, guess where it's going? You have celebrated your next birthday.
Exactly. That slows down the business, delays the shipment. Like, everybody will just be frustrated.
And remember, your business doesn't have that much time to wait.
Exactly.
So all of these problems is why OneRemit exists. From our own little research, OneRemit has regulatory compliance. They also have skills and opportunities for small businesses, in the sense that we can sort out your payments to wherever your suppliers are in the world. We're very relatively small fee. The rates are, we're going to try as much as possible that the rates stay steady. Like Asana said, you check the rates one time, it's favorable, you quickly make payments. Before you come back, it's gone again. And now you have to now cough off the balance.
I just think that OneRemit has businesses in mind, especially African businesses, especially Nigerians. Like, I feel like OneRemit understands the pressure points and fixes them. Because if you remember in episode one, we talked about how OneRemit is helping people make smart financial moves. So now we are talking about how it helps importers and exporters, mostly importers. And OneRemit offers like near market exchange rates. Like, there's no ridiculous right. Markup.
Yep.
They are charged for simple upfront.
Rich. You're doing amazing.
Yeah. And they are processing time fast. Everything is sharp. And like Femi said, it's fully licensed, secure, it's compliant. Mm. So you just know that your transactions are protected and legit. So instead of you just jumping through hoops with the bank or using platforms, I'm not calling names, that don't prioritize businesses, you get a simple, efficient, and reliable solution, basically.
Can you share with us, if you're listening to this anywhere in the world, how do you currently navigate cross-border payments and cross-border transactions? More specifically, if you are importing into your country, what provider or services you're going to use? And we would like to get to know them and meet them. All right. Thank you. Have a fantastic week ahead. Again, special shout out to our co-host, Asana, who's been amazing. OneRemit is on Substack, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
You guys are amazing.
Bye.
Bye.